AI News by Conjero.
Today, Frontier and Center argue evaluation must move from single number grades to capability maps. Why? Because pass-fail benchmarks can hide brittle failure modes in retrieval agents, and teams need tools that reveal how models actually behave across scenarios. We'll walk through the techniques changing evaluation: discovery bench, surprisal-driven query refinement, and metadata standards.
Think about a typical leaderboard score. It flattens performance into one number and makes rare but catastrophic failures invisible. Retrieval agents are especially sneaky. If a retrieval shard is wrong or outdated, the agent can confidently hallucinate. Scores don't tell you where or when that will happen, so you miss the real operational risks.
Discovery Bench tackles that by treating evaluation as exploration, not grading. It systematically probes agents with diverse, adversarial, and corner case scenarios, then maps which capabilities hold up and which cascade into failure. The goal is an empirical map of behaviors rather than a pass-fail.
Complementing that, surprisal-driven query refinement watches for unexpected outputs, high surprisal events, and automatically crafts follow-up queries to probe the retrieval layer. That process surfaces brittle retrieval paths and shows how small input shifts lead to large errors, so teams can target fixes.
Metadata standards are the practical glue. Recording retrieval provenance, shard IDs, timestamps, model versions, prompt templates, and scoring thresholds makes those capability maps actionable and reproducible. Without consistent metadata, you can't compare maps across runs or teams.
For engineering and risk teams, this changes pipelines. Capability maps feed CI and incident triage, let you prioritize mitigations where failures are most likely, and shift gating from blanket pass-fail to targeted checks. It also makes red teaming and monitoring far more surgical.
The concise takeaway? Capability maps turn evaluation into a risk management tool. They expose where models will fail, why those failures occur, and what to do about them. So evaluation supports continuous improvement, deployment decisions, and clearer conversations with stakeholders.
That's the arc, from opaque scores to interpretable maps that expose brittle retrieval behavior and let teams act. We'll keep tracking how these tools and standards land in real systems. Thanks for listening. Autonome and Algenib signing off.
AI News by Conjero.